with a West Bread Wheat Report. We're joined by Technical Product Manager Grant Mehring. Grant, it looks like we're getting off to an early start on spring wheat. Given somewhat of an uncertain spring, though, what can we do to make sure we get this crop off to a good start?
There are some considerations that we need to have because this is somewhat of an inclement environment. Inclement in the fact that it looks fairly dry to extremely dry. And roughly speaking, it's a little bit cold. We're not extremely warm, so we're going to be seeding wheat into a little bit cooler seedbed with not rapid growth when you get that hot May weather. Seed treatment really helps. Seed treatment gives you a little bit of yield, but it also gives you a lot of extra stand. It protects your stand. It gets those seeds through tough environments. In addition to seed treatment, what is the seeds per pound on the seed lot you are planting of your wheat variety? A lot of research I've looked at really talks about the fact that the bigger the wheat seed, the more germination and the better vigor when faced with challenging germination environments. Some certified Westbred seeds, say WB9590, I've been hearing a lot of 11,000 to 12,000 seeds per pound. Now, you're going to get a bit heavier, bigger seed when you get certified seed. It's been cleaned out pretty heavily. So bigger seed, on the whole, gets you faster germination, better vigor, and also quicker plant growth, bigger roots, bigger shoots early on, which can lead to yield, especially in challenging environments.
Westbred Wheat, seeds, solutions, success.